RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome back. Every week I like to go over some interesting articles or some patient reports or some things in the news that might be of interest. And obviously, since eyes are important, lots of stuff is of interest. I had two referrals from Brazil this past week, and both were people with macular degeneration. And I was so reassured because they were going to excellent doctors and were able to email all of the information with the highest technical aspects. And so I told them both that the one thing left for people that are losing vision from macular disease is stem cells. And their two physicians, the one in Florida, is having amazing results with stem cells. And I think it's an asset that people should know about. So I'm referring them to www.mdstemcells.com. That's mdstemcells.com because it gives you an extra option instead of thinking you're going blind and having to use telescopes and magnifiers. In the news this week was a guy named Baron Davis, a former NBA All-Star, is making a comeback with the D-League, the Philadelphia 87ers. He's almost 37. But in his first game, he only had 8 points and shot 3 for 11. What this indicates is that hand-eye coordination, that brain-hand-eye coordination, has sort of lapsed by being away from the game. The more you do something, the more accurate you are at doing it. So I guess the motto is practice. Well, I'm hoping that Baron will make it back and keep practicing and do the job. I read today that peanut allergy, which is becoming more frequent in children, can be avoided, actually avoided, by feeding children peanuts before the age of one. So this means that if you give people something before the age of one, you can beat their immune system from seeing it as a foreign item, and it may have benefit in many other aspects. I'm always interested in glasses, and there's new high-definition glasses. We know about Wavefront. We know about cruise missiles and Wavefront LASIK. Well, they're now starting to do it with people's glasses. But let's talk about high-definition eyeglasses. There are folks who have 20/20 vision, but they still feel dissatisfied, that they just don't see well enough. And that's because there's some higher order aberrations that affect vision. And the prescription eyeglasses, when they're ground down by routine machinery, don't cover. So there are limitations in conventional eyeglasses. So companies like Zeiss and others are coming out with other options. They're trying to design lenses and lens grinding equipment that have sharper vision to reduce nighttime glare, lighting conditions, and other nighttime tasks. So what's all this about? How do they do it? Is there something real to it? Well, the first thing is many people don't even need a very complicated prescription. But if you do, there are digital high-definition lenses, and they can be fabricated by certain companies. Some of these companies are Essilor. Essilor, you may not know, but they made the first Verilux, and they are one of the leaders in the field because they recreate all kinds of things in lenses. They do progressives first, transitions first, interview lenses, which is a combination of computer up top and reading down below. So popular Singer Vision high-definition glasses are Essilor, something called Hoya New Lux or Hoya Vision Care, Shamus Autograph, known as Shamir Insight, and Zeiss Vision, Carl Zeiss Vision. So there's a rush to have better lens material out there in order to do the job. Now, progressive lenses are for people that need more than just distance or near. And so the same companies do the lenses as well. But now Seiko and Seiko Optical has their own brand, as does another company, Sola. This is not to be memorized. It means your optician or your optical shop should know about this. You get a pair of glasses, it's not doing the job. The glasses are like an old shoe. You put them on, within an hour or two, it should feel right. If it doesn't feel right, you look at the optical center, you look at the prescription, you look at the curve of the lens, which is important, you look at how it fits, and then you look at, do you need a high definition lens? Some high definition lenses are called wavefront. Wavefront, again, like the cruise missile. They mimic every curve on your cornea. Now, most of the little ripples on your cornea, like a fingerprint on your fingers, are smoothed over because you have a good tear film. But if you don't have a good tear film, or you have little ripples from sunlight scarring, lens contact, lens wear, etc., you have slight irregularities in the topography or curve of the cornea. Well, a company called iScriptin by Zeiss. Zeiss has a wavefront lens called iScriptin, and it actually measures your eyes, but it uses a device, a proprietary device, that looks at your eye and measures the curve and then puts that measurement of the curve into the glass they grind. Now, this is not going to be very practical for most people because an optical shop is not going to have one of these brand name items in their place just for a few people for wavefront lenses. And other people are not going to pay an extra $100 to cover the cost of that. But it is interesting information because you don't know if it applies to you. But at any rate, these iScriptin lenses see better in low light conditions and better contrast and better color vision. Now, most people don't know the difference, so they don't get involved in this and don't see what they're missing. But let's say you're an older person driving, or you don't have to be older. There are exactly 1.3 million people who search the internet regularly because of night driving and driving in the rain. So Zeiss has come up with a compound called Zeiss Drive Safe Lenses. Now, they're getting very creative. They're getting very specialized. There are other ways to devolve to deal with the challenges of driving. For instance, you can wear an amber lens on top. You can get something called Prevencia, P-R-E-V-E-N-C-I-A, comes from Verilux people, from Essilor. It is in the lens and it blocks lots of the glare. I can tell you that personally. So you don't want a coating system, because if you have a coated blocking lens, what happens is that over time it crinkles and people see little rings and aberrations on the surface. So you're either going to need a high definition lens, or much more cheaply, you get a Verilux lens, which has Prevencia in it to block the glare. It also blocks blue light, which gives you glare. So having Prevencia or glare blocking gives you better contrast, better night vision, better comfort in supermarkets and places that have fluorescent lights. And there are many ways to discuss this with your optician or optometrist or ophthalmologist. If they're not conversant in this, that's when you go seek somebody else. But the moral of the story is there are many options, and you get a pair of glasses, you don't know what's going on, but you do know it's comfortable and it solves your problems. And if it doesn't solve your problems, call us at RadioMD.com or me, Robert Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for paying attention to your vision. Thanks for listening. Stay well, and thanks for joining us.